Hey guys, if you're looking to get a gift for someone that you love, we want you to consider the Sports Spectrum magazine, our quarterly magazine. Great stories, testimonials, devotionals, wonderful pictures and design. This is a perfect gift for that person who loves Jesus and loves sports. You can subscribe at sportspectrum.com, and we got an exclusive deal for you. You can get 15% off. This is only for podcast listeners. So if you get this code somehow, you heard it from the podcast, you can use the code podcast15, podcast15, all lowercase, and you can get 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine, our quarterly magazine. You can get your copy, you can get your subscription right now. Go to sportspectrum.com, put in the code podcast15 and save 15% off the Sports Spectrum magazine. It makes a great gift. Go to sportspectrum.com and subscribe today. Hi guys, welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute here on the Sports Spectrum Podcast. I am Jason Romano. Today we're going to go back to June 22nd, 2020. And yeah, that was a tough year. June of 2020, that was just a tough time of life, right? Between the pandemic and the racial unrest and all that was going on. But we also had a really cool opportunity to talk to one of my favorite NBA players and people, Avery Johnson, longtime NBA player, longtime NBA coach, and one of the great guys that you'll ever come across. And he talked about his journey of faith in Jesus. And, you know, we talked about the pandemic and what that was like to be involved in that. And even watching The Last Dance, which was the Chicago Bulls documentary that ESPN had released during the pandemic. So we had a really good conversation. Today on the Sports Spectrum Minute, we're going to hear his story of coming to faith in Jesus and how did he become a Christian? How did he become a born-again believer in the Lord? This is Avery Johnson. This goes back to June 22nd, 2020, when he was a guest right here on the Sports Spectrum Podcast. Take a listen.
Well, I got saved in 1989 in New Orleans at Greater St. Stephen Full Gospel Church. Bishop Paul S. Martin, who married my wife and I 29 years ago. And I think my faith started to grow more and more when I became teammates with David Robinson with the Spurs. We had chapels, men's Bible studies, and I think he really helped hold me accountable as it relates to my faith. And, you know, my wife is a believer, my kids are believers, so it makes it real easy in a sense that, you know, we brought our children up, a family that prays together, stays together, right? So, you know, our children and my wife, we all basically were on that same path and that journey. And it just keeps me strong. It keeps me grounded. Christ is the center of my attention. He's the star of the show. He's the entree. And I think once I keep my focus there and keep my faith strong, it's easier to handle some of the challenges and adversities that you tend to go through in your day-to-day life.
You mentioned David Robinson. Tell me about having him as a teammate and that accountability, not just he was an amazing player, but from a faith perspective and just being brothers in Christ and what that meant.
Well, it was good because one of the things on the basketball court, we wanted to make sure that we weren't giving, you know, the Lord a bad name. Because a lot of times people think when you're a Christian athlete, you know, you take meekness for weakness. Well, we weren't trying to be weak. we weren't laying down, and we're not necessarily turning the other cheek on the court. We got to play hard. You got to play fierce. You got to do your job. So I think we wanted to make sure that we were, you know, playing to our maximum potential so we won't make our Christian walk look like something like we're a bunch of puppets. But I think with David, it's just, again, having somebody that you can share your experiences with, be able to peel back the onion, talk about marriage, talk about your faith, talk about overcoming certain situation, whether it's, you know, forgiveness or whatever challenges you may have. You always got somebody that you can talk to. And, you know, when you do fall, you have somebody else that can help pick you back up.
That was Avery Johnson, the longtime NBA player and coach. He was coach of the year in 2006, led Dallas to the NBA Finals that year as a coach, and also won an NBA championship with the Spurs in 1999, had his number retired by the Spurs 10 years later in 2009, and just a voice that you want to pay attention to in the basketball world. He's doing college sports analyst work right now. And this was an interesting time when we talked to him. You can go back and listen to this entire conversation, by the way. June 22nd, 2020, when we had Avery Johnson on, and we'll link to that in the show notes. But an interesting time, right? With the COVID pandemic just getting underway and everything shut down, and then the racial unrest that was going on. It was a crazy time in our country, and it was also a time when, you know, the NBA was supposed to be playing, you know, the playoffs and the finals, and you had the NBA draft coming up. And when we got to talk to Avery, none of that was going on. You know, we were all watching The Last Dance on ESPN, the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls documentary, and there was nothing else going on. So I'm glad that Avery agreed to come on, and I hope you'll go listen to that entire conversation with that link in the show notes. This is the Sports Spectrum Podcast. We have a brand new episode coming your way next time, so we hope you'll tune in, and we appreciate your support here at Sports Spectrum. Have a great rest of your day, and we will see you next time here on the show.